Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. What is the biblical role of grandparents?
In a word, I summarize it as disciple maker, which in the research that I did, only about 25% of grandparents would land in that category. About three quarters don't. They understand their role to be something different. And it's helpful, I think, to make a distinction about what the world says the role of a grandparent is versus the Bible. And it's pretty significant and stark. And once I mention a few of the kind of the key ideas of the world, you know, people pretty quickly go, yeah, I recognize that. But they're subtle, but they're impactful. And it's helpful for us that are not grandparents to understand this, because we sometimes encourage these kinds of behaviors and goals, and we wanna do what we can to help our grandparents be intentional Christian grandparents and to really help to work towards the same outcome that we have as parents. We have the same goal, but we have different roles as parents and grandparents. So the two things that I like to summarize that the world says about grandparents is the idea of indulgence, and that comes with the idea of basically, we say we need to live separate lives. Don't overstep. Don't be a burden. You kind of live your world. We'll live ours. And, you know, we'll get together at certain times of the year, holidays, birthdays, important times. But essentially, we live completely separate existence. And what ends up happening is there's this emotional distance that happens because of the physical distance. And it becomes really difficult then for grandparents to do what God's word calls them to do because of that distance. The second one is the idea of indulgence. So we got independence, we got indulgence, two eyes. And you'll recognize this with the idea of spoiling grandkids and having fun as the key goal. And of course, I have no problem with grandparents having fun and giving good gifts to their grandkids, but when that becomes kind of the end goal and the main thing, it ends short of where God's word has us. So the Bible, man, it has a lot to say about grandparenting. If you look up the word grandparent in a concordance, you're gonna only see a few verses listed. The issue though is we need to come to God's word on his terms, not ours, and so the Bible has a ton of things to say, and this might be a fun activity for you to do with a concordance, just to open it up, and you can look for these terms, a fun little study to do on your own. Look for the terms children's children, son's son, father's or father's father, sometimes generations, sometimes family, depending on its usage. And so when we start to look at terms like that, suddenly it's like, wow, the Bible has a lot to say about grandparents. And here are a few of my favorite passages. Deuteronomy 4:9 may be the most concise in the Bible. It says this, teach these things to your children and your children's children. And of course, these things is in reference to God's law, the Ten Commandments, which are introduced then in Deuteronomy 5. My all-time favorite is Psalm 78, verses 4 through 7. And in this passage, the psalmist lays out a couple of methods to disciple the next generation. He talks about telling your testimony, talks about tell the glorious deeds of the Lord, his might, and the wonders that he has done. So our testimony, our story is not the point, it's the pointer. We make much of God because our kids need to worship God. They're going to worship something, and we want them to have this great view of God. And then the Bible also in Psalm 78 talks about teach the law. And of course, that may be the most repetitive phrase command to grandparents in the Bible is this idea of teaching them the law. Of course, when we start to get into the terminology of teach, we get into the realm of discipleship and education and homeschooling.
Yeah.
And so we can very easily draw a line to grandparents having a God-designed role in the home education arena because of that, you know, that command, like, teach these things. But Psalm 78, that portion ends with this. I'll just read it here. It says, tell and teach essentially for what purpose? It says, so that they should set their hope in God. That salvation language. So that's one. That's obviously our hope as parents and grandparents. And not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And that gets into the kind of Great Commission talk. Keep, you know, teach them these things. And so that, you know, I look at that getting into sanctification and discipleship and in that arena. And so, you know, the Bible gets really prescriptive with some of the things that grandparents are to do, and teaching is one of those. So that tees up our conversation today for what can their contribution, partnership, role be in home education. And man, I look at scripture and I think it's a big piece. It could be a big piece of our pie.
Yeah. Yeah. What's so interesting about that is, you know, you talk to young moms and to homeschool moms, and when we're in the thick of it, when we've got, you know, lots of kids crawling all over us and we're homeschooling and we're trying to take care of our family and doing all the things that we do throughout the day, it can be sometimes very hard to spend time just really digging into God's word. You know, I'm in a season in my life right now where my girls are older, and it's much easier for me to spend time just studying the word of God and really digging deep. But when my girls were little, it was harder for me. I still did it, but I didn't get as deep as I wanted to because I just couldn't. I had more demands on my time. But grandparents, looking at the life of a grandparent, typically grandparents seem to have more time because they don't have the responsibility of raising children in their home, you know, typically. And so it seems that they may have more time to really, really dig deep and to really understand scripture, and how amazing to take their understanding of God's word and be able to pour that into the lives of their grandchildren and their children, of course, as well, but leaving that legacy for them. That's just an amazing responsibility that they have. And so you're saying it's not just something that they can do, it's something that they should do. And God is actually telling grandparents, this is what you're to do, to teach, right? But in order to teach it, they have to know it.
Yeah.
And that's a high calling. That's a very high calling for grandparents. And I don't think many grandparents think about that. I mean, I've never actually really thought much about that until this conversation right now that we're having. But wow, that is a big responsibility that they have.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway is this. For those of us that aren't grandparents, it means that God has a God-designed role for your kids' grandparents. And that means as parents, we need to open the gate, invite mm-hmm. that in, and not to, I believe it's not pleasing to the Lord if we don't allow a grandparent to do what God's asked them to do. Now, of course, that raises a whole host of questions about family dynamics and what right. do you do in these instances. But just in general, you know, I think that is pleasing to the Lord for us to say, I'm going to do everything I can in my power to assist a grandparent to do what God's called them to do. Now, there are instances yeah. where we may need to have boundaries, or, you know, things are just destructive and toxic. And so we need to close that gate. But I think there's a difference between difficult and destructive. And yeah. we can work through difficult. We need to put boundaries around the destructive and open the gate when possible.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.